Mental health professionals at Kaiser Permanente began a five-day strike yesterday, calling for more staffing and shorter wait times for their clients. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has more on the story.
The workers, united, will never be defeated!
I'm outside the Kaiser building in Fontana, where mental health professionals are chanting and holding signs that say, Kaiser, don't deny my patients mental health care. It's the first day of a five-day-long strike. Over 4,000 mental health workers across California are demanding Kaiser increase their staffing to provide shorter wait times for clients. Vanessa Carrillo is a psych social worker at the Fontana Clinic. She says that after patients' initial intake appointment, they have to wait months to actually get care.
So you come in, you give us your whole life story, what you're going through, and then you sit there and you have to watch their faces in despair because now you have to wait another 2 months to see me. So that's what we're fighting for. That's why we're here, because we need Kaiser to staff up. We need more clinicians.
The strike was organized by the National Union of Healthcare Workers, and Carrillo says it's attracted a broad coalition of healthcare professionals.
That's why we have therapists, psychologists, medical social workers. We also have health educators, dietitians, nutritionists here supporting us because this is a cause that we need to fight for. Mental health is becoming a civil movement, and we need to advocate for ourselves, but especially for our patients.
Kaiser did not immediately respond to a request for an interview, but in a statement, Kaiser said the union's principal demands have been about higher wages and benefits, not improving access to care. The union plans to hold similar strikes at locations in Riverside and Ontario this week. For KVCR News, I'm Benjamin Perper.